you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's January 15th, 2013. And before I introduce my special guest, Barbara Bonacorsi, let me quickly update you on a few announcements. Wow, what a fantastic rehearsal last night for the Singing Men of GNN. Special shout out to a new member, Michael Bletzinger from Mahomet, married to Diane, and he works in IT. As an administrator at UIUC, he was a tenor, and we always cherish our tenors. In fact, we decided, the Singing Men of GNN, that next Monday night will be Bring a Friend Night. So come on, guys. If any of you have an interest to sing, be my friend for next Monday night's rehearsal with the Singing Men of GNN. We meet at 7 p.m. at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. So if you're a man and you've considered singing with us for some time, or maybe just now, join us this coming Monday night. It'll be a great time to join us. And we'd also appreciate your prayers, because on Saturday, January 26th, we'll be going into the Decatur Women's Prison and putting on a full concert. So we certainly appreciate your prayers on behalf of the Singing Men of GNN and how God would use us. Let me also mention those of you that have said, hey, 89.3 hasn't been coming in quite so strong or clear lately. Yeah, we've had an issue with our transmitter, and hopefully the part will arrive today or tomorrow. We had to spend $2,000 on this component. It's called a module, but it's one of the power units for the transmitter. There's 10 of them in order for us to get our 50,000 watts, and one went bad, and so that hopefully will be replaced in the next day or two. But like everything, nothing is cheap, and this is about a $2,000 expense, so appreciate your support. And an incentive during this month of January, you may have heard the announcements. Anyone who donates, no matter what the amount, in our thank you letter, we'll send you a $5 dinner entree coupon to the Olive Garden restaurant. So maybe some of you will say, hey, we'll send in $100 or $500 or $1,000 or $2,000 for that module for the transmitter, because we want to help with 89.3 FM. That would be appreciated. You can write to us at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843, or call in a donation at 217-367-7777. Reading from Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, and whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. And 2 Corinthians 5:15, and he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. So, Barbara, before I have you comment on why those two verses are special to you and meaningful and have been used of God to kind of fortify you in your faith journey, what's going on at your church this Saturday and Sunday?
Well, Mark, we have an amazing event with a young woman named Carol Kent, who is an international speaker and author. She's coming with her husband from Florida to do a retreat for us on Saturday, January 19th, from about 10 to 3:30. Actually, we're having a continental breakfast at 9:30, which will be so yummy. That's all part of the cost that's covered for the $40 fee of registering. And Carol is just a very gifted first-class speaker, and I know that we're trusting women from all different churches will gather and have an amazing time together, and that she will encourage us, bless us, will be inspired and refreshed with that day of being together.
I know when I had Carol on the air this past Monday and Tuesday, I was kidding with her saying, I wish I was a woman because, well, not really, but it sounded so exciting because she's a capable, God-honoring follower of Jesus that is interesting and fun, and the clarity of her message and just her heartache, you know, having her son in prison, and she shared that over the air. And both those testimonies are archived at greatnewsradio.org, but just sounds like she's going to be an enthusiastic healing balm, if you will, for the women that maybe are struggling with life or have other various issues, because she seems like she has enough knowledge and life experiences to bring a lot of different things to the table, if you will, to help women.
Oh, I believe it's going to be a totally healing, thrilling, encouraging day. Carol has actually been commented to us, how did you get such an amazing speaker? And I said, well, we called and invited her, and she said yes. Hmm. She has been, you know, on television, internationally speaking, and she does. She has a tremendous story and is highly recommended. So I think she will be a huge blessing to our ladies and to our whole community, the whole area. So I am hoping so many women from the Great News Radio listening area will call and register to come, because it's going to be a gloriously fun day with the body of Christ.
Now, I know there's a phone number, and people can also register online. So give us the phone number, the church number, which ideally if they can call today, that would be the best, because you're going to have that special catered lunch, and you need to have those totals in real soon.
Right. We need to let LA Gourmet know by Thursday morning how many women will be there. They need to call Christian Life Church Rantoul, and the phone number is area code 217-892-8620, or they can register online at our website, which is christianliferantoul.com. Either way is a great way to register. You save maybe $2 by calling the church and sending in a check. But we will just be thrilled to get you registered, so we'll be able to give our number to the caterer. LA Gourmet is a darling group of young women who have a catering service and do an outstanding job. Everything is just so yummy, so it's going to be a fun day.
Again, that phone number for the Rantoul Christian Life Church is 217-892-8620, 217-892-8620, or you can register online at christianliferantoul.com, christianliferantoul.com. Now, I've been telling people it's basically running from about 9 to 3:30. Now, I heard that there's some breakfast foods, and then the lunch I know about, and just a whole afternoon with Carol, right?
Right. Our Life Cafe will be open, and it will be just an amazing, fun day of, you can't have women together without food. And so there'll be lots of coffee, tea, drinks of their choice as far as pop and water and all of that. And then the Continental Breakfast actually will start about 9:15, and the seminar will begin at 10. Then lunch will be, we don't have a major time schedule, but probably close to noon. And then we'll hopefully close around 3:30. So it will be just a very, very fun day. Carol's story is such a real life experience. So many times people think, well, I become a Christian and I never have another problem again. Hmm. Well, that's not reality, because we live in a world full of pain and sin and challenges and trials, and yet with Jesus Christ, we can triumph through all of them. And Carol has a great story of doing just that.
Now, I know you also mentioned she's going to be joined by her husband, because on Sunday, they're both going to share during the services. Tell me about that.
Well, Gene, I've only spoken with him on the phone, and he is a perky guy, and the two of them will minister together on Sunday morning in the Christian Life Rantoul service at 9:30, and they will both be bringing the word. It's very wonderful for men to hear from a man's perspective what he went through, too, and the heartache of what they went through with their son and how God brought healing, but yet challenges even to the two of them in their marriage and their relationship. When there's stress, it affects all areas of your life. So it will be wonderful to have a man's perspective as well. Mm-hmm. So I think the two of them together will be a real treat.
So that's 9:30 this Sunday at the Christian Life Church in Rantoul. And you're located, what's your address there?
300 North Maplewood. We're across from the strip mall. You go past County Market, and then you'll see a church on the corner, which is a Christian church. And then we're the next to it. Christian Life is, if you get to the post office, you're gone too far, but you can't miss it. It's a large building, flat roof building.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope many of our women will show up this Saturday for the special women's retreat, and then that Sunday service. If you don't have a church home, that would be a great place to start. Or if you have an earlier service or a later service, I've done that before. Go to two churches on Sunday
and enjoy that.
And for those of you that missed the interview I had with Carol last week on Monday and Tuesday, They're worth tuning in for. Stop by greatnewsradio.org and just click on our archive programs link and scroll down to Carol's name, and I think you'll be blessed by her testimony. And I love the example she gave about her husband's T-shirt ministry and how that all came about, and so many of her stories. I was just riveted as I was listening to her share and speak. So those are archived, and I think after you hear those, you'll call up the Christian Life Church right away and make sure you can get registered for this Saturday's Women's Retreat.
Amen.
Well, Barbara, you talked about Colossians 3:23, which is one of my all-time favorite verses in the Scripture, and yet also 2 Corinthians 5:15. How has God used them in your life?
Well, I think once a cheerleader, always a cheerleader, and so whatever you do, you need to do it heartily as unto the Lord. And so after I found Jesus Christ as my Savior and my life totally turned around, anyone that would stand still for 30 seconds, I wanted to tell them about Jesus Christ. I was amazed that everyone didn't always want to hear, but I just believe that our lives should be an example of the goodness of God and that we should boldly proclaim that.
And what about the 2 Corinthians?
Well, that's kind of a life verse, because I think that once your life has been invaded by the Lord, you no longer live for yourselves, but you live for Him. And it's a joy and a privilege. So often we don't think that we realize we've been bought with a price, and that price was the precious blood of Jesus, that He paid a huge price for our lives, that we could then in turn live our lives to glorify Him. I think the biggest challenge in life is to live the Christian life. So many people go to church. I was one who went to church from a very, very young age, but I had no relationship with Jesus Christ. I got looking real pretty on a Sunday morning and dressed up, and if somebody asked me if I was a Christian, I would have said, well, absolutely, and would have named my denomination. But I remember later in life, someone said to me, well, Barbara, you know about Jesus, but I don't believe you know Him. Mark, that really annoyed me. I thought, well, the audacity of you. But they were totally right. And as I began to seek Him and joined a little Bible study, the trick of the Bible study was you were to give your life to Jesus Christ. I first thought, that could be pretty risky. But I thought, you know, I do everything heartily. I wasn't going to do it halfway. So I thought, you know, it's 6 weeks. I'll do it. So nothing has changed my life more than that little Bible study. Everything totally turned around. And then I think the biggest revelation was that many people were just like me. They went to church but didn't have any joy or excitement or fulfillment in a relationship with Jesus Christ. And after I found that, I wanted everyone also to experience that truth. And so I became a large mouth of telling people, and I hope I never stop.
Well, say there's that person that's tuned in right now that says, wait a minute, I go to church, I'm a good person, I've learned about tithing, I read the Scriptures. What do you mean having a personal relationship? Because I believe in God, and I think that I do morally the right things, and I don't know what you mean about having this intimacy, like this friendship with Jesus. He's up there on the cross, and I know He's important, but is there really more to that relationship?
There really is. You know, head knowledge is amazing, and I probably didn't have enough head knowledge, but the fact that Jesus wants to communicate with us through the Scriptures, through the Holy Spirit, direct our lives, speak that still small voice to our heart, be our best friend, the very lover of our soul, is just an amazing understanding that He will never leave us or forsake us, that when we're weak, He's strong, that He truly is there and your best friend. When you find that truth, you're never the same again. And it's not just going to church. It's not just reading your Bible. The Pharisees did all the right things. They paid their tithe. They were holy. They probably knew more of the Torah than any other people could imagine. But they didn't know Jesus when He was right in their midst. And unfortunately, I think America is becoming a little bit like that at times, that the Lord just wants a complete relationship with us.
Mm-hmm. And oftentimes I think maybe people are reluctant or distant from God because they don't realize Jesus was that manifestation. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And if you looked at Jesus' actions, how he reached out to people, how he loved on people, how he cared for people, how compassionate he was, how he brought a healing touch and all that. And if we understood his character, we'd be drawn to him, wouldn't we?
We absolutely would. But the sad thing is, you need someone to tell you about him. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully we're telling someone out there who's listening that Jesus loves them and that nothing can separate them from the love of God, that we've all made mistakes, we've all sinned. And so often we're afraid to use that three-letter word, but we've all sinned. And Jesus paid the price for each and every one of us that we could boldly come to his presence and enjoy him.
Yeah, what a great love story. And yet there's another love story in your life, and this started back, I believe, in the seventh grade. A young man named Johnny, who we know as Pastor John Bonacorsi nowadays, Big John, but was it while you were cheerleading or something caught his eye, and he said, I'm going to ask this young gal out?
Well, actually, we didn't go out in the seventh grade. He was a basketball player for a different school than my school, and I was a cheerleader for my school. And actually, my friend liked him. I thought he was just a bit arrogant and a bit too full of himself.
Not John, no way.
Of course, I was also.
Sure.
So it was like two peas in a pod. So he shows up at my church and my youth group, and I thought, well, who does he think he is with his big letter jacket? Well, it didn't take long, and I decided, well, maybe I liked him as well. And he ended up not liking my girlfriend, who really needed braces badly. And so I was the pick of the litter at that time, and we had a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship off and on clear through high school, and we're married beginning of our sophomore year in college. But back then it was Johnny Bonacorsi, and if we run into old friends, it's to them. Still, he's still Johnny.
Well, he's been a servant of the Lord, as both of you have been in Rantoul at the Christian Life Church and in so many different venues. I know both of you have a heart and passion for the lost, for anyone that has a desire to grow in their relationship with God, or even those that are hostile to the gospel, that you just want to introduce them to Jesus because you both know about God's love and the healing that he can bring to people's lives. And I've just appreciated your ministry-minded work there in Rantoul and really wherever you go, because you bring Jesus along with you. We've had John on the air in the past, and I haven't had an update lately on how God's working and bringing about some healing. I know there's been some continued health issues and concerns, but how's John doing today?
Well, we're just believing the Lord for a supernatural healing.
Mm-hmm.
6 years ago, he was diagnosed with a malignant tumor on his pancreas. And he had surgery at Barnes in St. Louis with tons of prayer covering him. It was encapsulated, and he did not have to have chemo or radiation. And we've been calling him Miracle Man since then. Well, a little over a year ago, it was discovered that he had some tumors on his liver. And we have been praying from the beginning that God would just burn him up and remove him, and that by his stripes, John would be healed. And as he was the first time. So he has gone through some tough chemo and just recently went through what they call a chemo embolization, which is similar to a heart catheterization where they go in and they shoot chemo right into the place where the tumor is. And so that was right into his liver. And so he had a couple of weeks that slowed him down, but really nothing slows that man down. I will say to him, are you sure you're going to the church? Oh, well, of course I'm going to church. What do you think I'm going to do? So he keeps plugging along, and he is really doing amazing. It's all the prayer and the Lord, and we're believing for this testimony to continue of great, amazing faithfulness of our God.
Well, you both just have such a heart to share Jesus with everyone, and I'm excited about your event this Saturday, the Women's Retreat, and then having Carol and her husband Gene share during your Sunday service. So once again, how about giving us a phone number for people to call and for women to register online if they need more information or want to know about the special workshop this Saturday at the Christian Life Church in Rantoul. I know the cost is $40, but it's going to be well worth it, that great catered lunch and the great time of the retreat with other women, and Carol's a fantastic speaker. So tell us about Saturday, and then Sunday again, your church service is at 9:30?
9:30, and the retreat is this Saturday, January 19th, at Christian Life, Rantoul, and the number they can call is area code 217-892-8620, or they may register on the website, which is christianliferantoul.com. Mark, let me just remind the women that are coming to the retreat what the sessions, what Carol will be speaking on. The first session will be making hopeful choices, and we all need that understanding and information. And then she will be speaking on becoming a woman of influence, seven principles Jesus taught. I think we can all learn and grow from that kind of wisdom. So it's going to be a great retreat, and we look forward to having lots and lots of women from all different churches come. And, you know, that's what the body of Christ is, when we just all gather together, enjoy one another, encourage one another, and just delight in the goodness of God together. So, Mark, you have been just such a blessing. The Great News Radio family has been such a blessing, and we are hoping that many ladies out there listening who are thinking, maybe I'll come, will pull the trigger and go ahead and come, as well as they will be ministering Sunday morning, Gene and Carol Kent, at 9:30 at Christian Life Rantoul, 300 North Maplewood, and they will both be preaching that Sunday morning.
Sounds great. I'll give the phone number one more time and the website. So grab your pencil, everyone. Those of you driving, just pull to the side of the road. This is worthwhile. It's something that I think you'll be really blessed by attending. The Christian Life Church, to register, to find out more information, 217-892-8620, or online at christianliferantoul.com. That's christianliferantoul.com. Well, Barbara, we're out of time. I'm so grateful that you are available for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. Give Big John a hug for me, and look forward to catching up in the coming days.
Okay, Mark. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.